Legendary Radio. As you know, a lot going on. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Sunday nights, Incendiary Radio. Things are getting very incendiary out here, and we've been building up to this time for a long time, and I've been documenting it week by week, and now we're seems to be going into crunch time. We got a lot of various things. We're trying to hook up a guest. I don't know what's going on. Something's going on with the Skype, maybe. But just Mr. Producer, if you have had success with that, let me know. So I got a lot of clips tonight. There's a lot happening. Let me turn this down a little bit. I'm getting a lot of feedback. So we're watching this all play out. There's a lot of things happening, some good documentaries coming out, and then some kind of crazy ones coming out as well. But let's see here. Let's get clip two ready, Mr. Producer. And now you got to realize, while this Huma, Anthony Weiner, this email kind of drop, now supposedly warrants have been issued to go through this laptop of Carlos Danger, a.k.a. Anthony Weiner, where there's supposedly 650,000 emails on here. But there's some other things going on, and the ratcheting up of tensions. Now, we know that the cartel, the money changer cartel, sends people to war. But while we're all watching this, let's hit clip two, Mr. Producer.
An important update to the tensions on Russia's border. Here recently, we've witnessed Germany sending tanks, and they're going to continue to do this all the way up into February, along with some infantry soldiers. They're going to go in here into Lithuania and help to train some of the soldiers on the ground there. Now, what's happening in Lithuania is they're taking advantage of the desert border right there next to Russia. NATO is building up in mass. This is not going to appease any of the individuals on the other side. Now, Russia could respond with an invasion, they're stating, and they're taking this very seriously. They have put out warnings before, but now they have Western troops training their troops here 100 miles away from the border of Russia, and they have now given out this third manual, and this new one goes into more detail than any of the rest. It is telling them to prepare to be able to survive the emergencies of war, and they basically state that if these people are ready and an invasion does happen, that if they go by the guidelines that they're setting into place, that it will hamper any invasion or any military coming in to try to take over. That would be a huge, and I mean a huge, move if Russia was to do something like that. And this area right here, they're saying, is one of the greatest threats of seeing some type of confrontation with Russia. The direct border that they have gated, fenced off, they have all their cameras set up, and everything else in this area.
All right, so you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and stop it. But as we're watching the election, as we're watching the just the lunacy and domestically, this kind of war ratcheting up keeps happening. So I think we got our guest. Chris, are you there? Okay, so just let me know when that hooks up. So, Chris Dorsey, he's doing the Monday night show over on Renegade. He runs the Richmond Peace, PEACE YouTube channel. He's a member of the Virginia militia, and he's got a lot of knowledge across a wide spectrum. And so I wanted to bring him on tonight and kind of pick his brain. I had Nick on last Sunday night, and I wanted to get Chris's opinion on a bunch of this stuff. Now, I think something's going on with the Skype. We got a screwy connection. So we've got this going on over there. Now, the Malheur acquittals. Okay. Now, so a jury up there in Oregon has acquitted this crew up there, the Bundy crew, of, you know, all the crimes that the feds basically accused them of. Now, some weird things happened. Get clip three ready, Mr. Producer. So as soon as these guys get acquitted, the lawyer for the Bundys, he thought they were going to walk out. They're now, from what I've researched, they've been taking straight to Nevada now to face charges over the Bundy Ranch thing. So this brings into a whole new kind of, let's just say, sequence of events into the game, because we know Cliven Bundy and a lot of people like the Oath Keepers and David Knight from InfoWars, a lot of these people, Santilli. I really haven't tracked what Santilli's been up to since he's gotten out of the clink. But there's a lot of things going on there, and I wanted to get Chris his opinion on some of this Malheur stuff. And so hopefully when we get him hooked up, we can talk about this. Now, I ran across this Yochi Shimatsu article from the 15th, and he's the guy that's a big Fukushima kind of regular guest on Rents on Monday nights with the other guy, Dana Dernford from the nuclearproctologist.org. And I've been listening to that since Fukushima basically happened. But Yochi wrote an article about these hacked emails prior to the Scalia murder show Hillary's rage. And I've been talking about this wet work stuff and Scalia, and this is a very interesting article. So let me go through some of it while we're trying to get the guest. A WikiLeaks release of an email exchange between Washington insiders at the time of Hillary Clinton's defeat in the New Hampshire Democratic primaries suggests her rage-driven role in ordering a spree of politically motivated murders, which in hindsight could explain the mysterious deaths of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, DNC staffer Seth Rich, attorney Sean Lucas, and others, along with mortal threats against rivals Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And we remember this Tommy, I think his name was Massimo or something, that where he tried to jump on the stage with Trump. And there's a lot of weird things that went on, and you forget more than you can remember. Here, the emails between the two principals, Democratic kingmaker John Podesta, who trained as a Jesuit priest. I put that out a few weeks ago. He's a heavy hitter Vatican operative, and gay lobby leader Steve Elmendorf are correlated with Hillary Clinton's campaign schedule and a subsequent string of politically motivated killings and attempted murders. Hillary Clinton's reign of terror goes beyond attempts to frighten rival candidates, given the fact that the elimination of Justice Scalia is a bold attempt to restructure the American political system of checks and balances into a totalitarian presidency above the law and disdainful of populist demands. As a consequence of Scalia's death, the nation's highest court has been facing the gravest danger of becoming transformed into an instrument of a tyrannical presidency. The heinous crime does not simply involve the silencing of an outspoken judge in opposition, but represents a potentially fatal strike against the separation of powers between the legislative, executive, and judiciary branches, as guaranteed by the Constitution. The Podesta-Elmendorf email should spur a restart of investigative journalism in absence of a functioning attorney general's office under the sold-out, appropriately surnamed Loretta Lynch, into the unsolved murders that now warn the citizenry of an ongoing coup against the American quote-unquote democracy. If the murderous assault against the high court did indeed involve tacit approval from the White House, then the obvious objective is a dictatorship ruling through fear and intimidation of the citizenry without any legal constraints. All in for assassination. For a minute, consider yourself a member of the jury while the Clintons and Obama sit in the docket on charges of third-degree murder and treason against the United States. The prosecution presents the following email, exchanged just 4 days before Justice Antonin Scalia was found dead in a bed at the Cibolo Creek Ranch at noon February 13th, the first ever death by apparent murder of a high judge in the 226-year history of the Supreme Court. And this is from Elmendorf to Podesta. I'm all in. Sounds like it will be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. Now others have speculated that that means that Hillary was going to lose the primary. But from John Podesta to Steve Elmendorf, okay, February 9th, 2016, 4:36 p.m., didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. And so to somehow morph that term wet works into some sort of a bleeding of the Hillary campaign is quite a stretch to me. Insiders implicated. The first of this pair of messages was sent by John Podesta, chairman of the Hillary Clinton for President campaign. In the past, Podesta has served as chief of staff in the Bill Clinton White House and then counselor to President Barack Obama. John Podesta and his corporate lobbyist brother, Tony, who had the Podesta Group lobbying firm, hail from Chicago. Isn't that amazing? The urban political base for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton's father being a Jewish mobster and Barack Obama, his real father being Frank Marshall Davis, high-level Communist Party apparatchik. And then Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. And then now we have Rahm Emanuel and his brother Ezekiel involved with Obamacare. And then they have another brother out in Hollywood that's I think an agent or a heavyweight producer or something of this nature. I would have to go back to my notes. The reply came from Steve Elmendorf, the most influential openly gay lobbyist in D.C., the go-to guy for the LGBT vote. His email address is subject matter, the latest incarnation of lobbying firm Elmendorf Ryan following its September 2015 merger with Homefront. The Homefront lobbying firm has represented the nonprofit foundation of Johnson & Johnson, which is a major supporter of birth control, while Elmendorf Ryan lobbies for Microsoft, the tech giant controlled by Bill Gates, who is a major advocate of population reduction in the developing world and among peoples of color. I would say white genocide as well, because they're flooding the white countries with people of color. So it's a dual kind of, you know, the world's population, all these creeps think that does need to go down, but they will use populations against each other while they are dwindling our numbers through chemical means, vaccines, the toxic food, water, and then basically everything that's facing us. The subject matter that goes unspoken is quiet genocide on a global scale through forced abortions, mother-harming vaccination campaigns, and subversion of the prevalent institution for birthing children, also known as opposite-sex marriage. Judge Scalia, by contrast, took a pro-life stance and had opposed government funding for abortions. There's hardly any sharper divide in American politics than between pro-choice and pro-life. Well, you have to say, a lot of the pro-lifers are kind of like pro-lifers in name only. When they get up there to D.C., let's just say they're not really as pro-life as many of them say. And so this is just how it is, like President Bush 43. Steve Elmendorf is also the Goldman Sachs point man for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Amazing. So he's big king LGBT, and he's also the point man for Goldman Sachs in Hillary's campaign, who attended the Democratic nomination debates against Bernie Sanders in Durham, New Hampshire on February 4th, just 9 days before Scalia's death. Backroom meeting during Sanders' win. Podesta emailed his message in the late afternoon Tuesday, Friday, February 9th, and Elmendorf responded 4 hours later at nearly 9 at night. Timing speaks volumes. Their terse and ironic veiled comments indicate the two men were comparing notes after having attended a session earlier that day with a powerful higher-up on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. The only person more powerful than Podesta was candidate Hillary Clinton. By the tone of their messages, both realized that serious risks and grave consequences lay ahead, but there was no way for either of them to jump off the runaway train. Hillary and Bill Clinton spent early February in New Hampshire campaigning for the nation's opening Democratic primary. On February 9th, as the vote count was coming in from polling stations, Bernie Sanders emerged early on as the clear winner. Therefore, John Podesta's email at 4:30 indicates the Democratic leaders had parlayed around 3:30 p.m. to listen to Hillary's rant, demanding elimination of her opponents with wet works to avert a landslide loss for the Democratic nomination. After that evening's primary victory party in Manchester, New Hampshire, the smiling second-place candidate told her morose supporters, "It's not whether you get knocked down that matters, it's whether you get back up." If Hillary Clinton was to be halfway honest, she would have said the same as she did in the back room. It's time for wet works. The split in New Hampshire's LGBT vote gave the edge to Sanders and his volunteer army of millennials. Clearly, the Clintons had to deliver the goods to keep the gay and lesbian voter bloc from defecting en masse to the Sanders insurgency in the upcoming Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota primaries. The Supreme Court had already made its ruling the past June in favor of gay marriage, so there was only one card left to play, the promise to deliver a Supreme Court seat to an openly gay judge. Blah, blah, blah. For Hillary Clinton's campaign to survive the Sanders rebellion, Justice Scalia had to depart this moral coil, and soon thereafter die he did. To drive home this insincerity, if treachery can be called such, the Democratic Party leadership to the gay lesbian electorate, President Barack Obama refused to attend the memorial service for Justice Scalia and his funeral rites at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. And I'll stop there, and hopefully we can bring the guest on and we can proceed from there. Incendiary Radio, see you on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So we finally got everything hooked up. So we got Chris Dorsey. He's doing the Monday night show over on Renegade, the Militia Report. And he also runs the Richmond Peace YouTube channel. So, Chris, welcome to RBN. And just tell us a little something about yourself real quick, and then we'll jump back into the material.
Greetings. Thank you very much for having me on, Robert. I always enjoy listening to the show, and I'm happy to be on tonight. I just years ago decided to, after being involved in, what I thought was the right thing, which was, my political career began as a, you know, precinct captain and kind of a rank and file member of the local Richmond Democratic Party. And, then when I, started, exposing the crimes of the membership, because, you know, the Democratic Party, apparatus runs the city. That's when I really started learning how the operation works. So, I've been on, press TV. They call me an economist. I've never called myself that, but, I just started researching, you know, high level shadow government operations. And I've dedicated my life to it, and that's probably why you and I are talking right now.
Yeah, well, I saw you know your stuff on press TV, and it's great that you know this outlet, this Iranian outlet, will let like Americans come on and just you know blow the whole power structure of the planet right out there and put it in the open, and they won't censor you, but yet. All of these governments and so forth really censor press TV, and they don't want to put them to where, like, you know, your mainline, you know, TV watcher will get a hold of it, because it would shatter the entire paradigm with guys like you and the whole slew of people that get to get on there, Dean Henderson and Dankoff and even some of the VT people. I mean, they. It's really, you know, the one outlet that's a TV station that really lets people, you know, call out this global power structure.
Yeah, absolutely. It is fairly ironic. And how I first started going on there was really strange as well. I got a Facebook message from a Facebook friend I had never talked to before, asking me if I knew anything about the Bank for International Settlements and whether I would like to go on television and talk about the Bank for International Settlements. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not really thinking anything of it. Then I got a call the next morning asking me if I could be in D.C. in several hours, which is, if you're lucky, you can get from D.C. to Richmond in several hours. If the traffic's not bad, it's only a 90-minute drive, but traffic is outrageous. As we all know, on that I-95 corridor. And then my first appearance was with Max Kaiser. And I think we were talking about the Spanish banking crisis back in 2012. But ever since then, they seemed very satisfied. I was, you know, it is the only outlet that I know of anywhere where I speak for myself. I don't know if I've necessarily heard anyone else on Press TV say this, but I consistently call for the arrest and prosecution and fullest punishment for the treason that every single government official in the United States is guilty of. That's pretty much my overall theme. And then they just allow me to simply explain why these folks are all guilty of treason. And yeah, it's plain as day.
You know, I'm a product of the public school system, and just me being in my mid-40s, treason, when you're a kid, even in the public school system, and we're coming up on another break, then we'll have a long segment on the other side. But treason was taken seriously, like, when I was growing up as a kid, where it was like, yeah, it's death penalty, and everybody knew it. And now it's just become a joke. And so we'll pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With Chris Dorsey. How's your show doing on Monday nights over there on Renegade, Chris? The militia report, right?
Yeah. Militia intelligence report. It's a real pleasure. I'm very thankful to be over with everyone at Renegade. That's really really a great place because, you know, I was kind of on an island as far as, or some of us here, especially with the Virginia militia, we were so far out in front of everyone, not only with the knowledge, but you know, with the knowledge that we're required to abolish this criminal government, and the only way to do this is through the militia, which is the basis of our law. And to get in touch with folks that are so in line on just about every issue. I mean, not just about every issue, on every issue, because we're just attempting to all do the right thing and we're wise, but it's not like we're in it for anything other than to get the truth out and also to be the real uncontrolled opposition. I call the Renegade Broadcast Network or Renegade Broadcasting the vanguard of the vanguard, because, man, I just listened to this. You know, it's like every night listen to Renegade, Sunday nights listen to Kyle's show, and of course listen to 3 hours of Robert Rabel Incendiary Radio. But I mean, that's how I figure things out. If I'm stuck on something, if I need to, you know, think of things from a different perspective, I mean, it's a blessing. And it's a blessing that we're broadcasting it too. So I'm just very thankful to be involved with it. And just since you mentioned it, we're having Jim Condit on the show tomorrow night. And we're going to talk about the election fraud aspect. We're going to talk about connections to the CNP. I mean, we've been you know, you and especially Nick have been talking about the Nick Spiro have been talking about the CNP connections with Trump and his creation, Roger Stone, on down the line. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the election fraud. And, of course, we're going to talk about his most controversial issue, which is the final solution to Adolf Hitler, which is the theory that posits that Adolf Hitler was a Jewish agent, just like Roosevelt and Stalin and, you know, Churchill, the rest. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've pondered that question for so long, Nick. Oh, let me plug Hooley's blog, hooleysblog.blogspot.com, and then Sean that puts us out over the FM in Australia, 107.9.
Oh, yeah,
thank you very much, Sean. But you know, this I've thought about this for so many years, and I've tracked down so many different angles on World War II, and you know, it, you can't look at the rise of Mussolini and Hitler and Franco. You can't look at their rise without looking at the Vatican. It's just impossible. You must look at that angle. And I know you probably completely agree that.
Oh yeah.
You just have to. And if you're not willing to, and you can look at it like this. Look, this might have been Rome's last stand against organized Jewry, but my thing is, look, if the Rothschilds already penetrated the Vatican bank, the finances in the 1820s,
yeah,
and this was 90 years later, look how quickly our central bank, when it got regurgitated and founded once again in 1913, look how quickly they started to act and really screw everything up and screw everybody over. You know, the same thing had to happen inside the church with Jewish money changer penetration into the financial wing. Then everything fell apart. And so, you look at this underbelly of World War II, and there's so many different kind of ways to address it. And it's just like looking at false flag terror and 9/11. There's so many players, and like looking at the CNP web, when like Dankoff and Nick were going through it, the web, it's just so massive. And the same thing with the left Bolshevik kind of Zio left wing web. It's so massive with all the foundations, NGOs, and they all tend to cross each other. The whole thing, it's such a big subject that, but when I look at the Vatican Concordat with Hitler and Mussolini, the creation of the sovereign Vatican State with Mussolini, there was so much going on there, and I know that you've looked into all that as well. But look at what's happened to our country in Washington D.C. and Georgetown, Maryland, Virginia. I mean, you're right there in smack dab in the middle of it. So, you know, Rome on the Potomac, it's in the assassination of Lincoln and JFK. There's so many parallels there. But just go ahead. I mean,
we could do 5 shows in just the last 10 words that you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, then there's the idea that the you know, obviously Virginia and Maryland, that's, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. And ironically enough, that's pretty much the only place my families have ever lived. Ironically enough, a little bit in southern Pennsylvania, but it is it's pretty wild as far as the Vatican connection. I mean, once that's pointed out, and once folks start figuring out that up to this day, the Catholic Church owns more property than just about any other institution, actually any other institution besides maybe the Defense Department in the United States. They own so much land in the United States. They own, and maybe we can segue into some, you know, current Clinton Vatican Jesuit operators with this one. I went to a high school that was a Catholic high school called Blessed Sacrament mm-hmm. High School, which was at the site of a antebellum mansion that was owned by this guy named Philip St. George Cock, who was a colonel in the Confederate Army. And after the war, he allegedly shot himself. And of course, the Confederate treasure ended right back up into the hands of the Rothschilds when Judah Benjamin escaped with all of the treasure of the Confederacy, starting in the Vatican Bank that you pointed out that was run by the Rothschilds, and then ended up right back in their hands, and then some, through Judah Benjamin, who escaped to London and became a right-hand man of the Rothschild family. Yeah. But this high school that I went to is on Bellmead Plantation, and it is, I think at this point, it's like 2,000 acres on the James River, and it is up for sale for the first time in well over 100 years. And the week before this is going to be the most expensive property in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the week before the property went up for sale, both Tim Kaine and Terry McAuliffe were up at the school, and they were brokering this deal, of course. And the Catholic Church, in this town at least, is very big on making money in real estate scams. And even in this town, connecting their Bon Secours Hospital with the NFL's Washington Redskins to, fleece the taxpayer through combining Bon Secours with the Washington Redskins and getting the taxpayers to pay for a training camp. It's shocking the tentacles that the Papist Vatican Church has in our country that is supposed to be founded by Western European Protestants. Of course, Maryland was originally a Catholic state, but that quickly changed. And I don't think that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, except for the same concept as the concept with Israel, because you have a foreign allegiance, because those Israelis on the Supreme Court, they are dual Israeli citizen, and the Papists on the Supreme Court, obviously, they're Vatican Zionists, but they owe allegiance to a foreign nation.
But yeah, well, you heard about John Roberts, right? So he writes both opinions, the positive and then dissenting opinion on Obamacare, and then he bounces out to Malta, and I think he got knighted. So once you become a Knight of Malta, that's a whole nother level of citizenship with like a Vatican kind of agency. And so our Chief Justice of the Supreme Court most likely is a member of the Knights of Malta. That was his little nugget he got for putting Obamacare in.
Hey, that's a title of nobility, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's banned in the Constitution. And when we start talking about this kangaroo Supreme Court with, Jew run with nothing else but, papists, mm-hmm. The Bar Association, they all call themselves Esquire, of course. They openly use that, again, a title of nobility. And, of course, we all know that titles of nobility are banned under the Constitution for the United States. So there we go. I mean, these guys are getting knighted. They are openly foreign government officials like Stanley Fisher, who's pulling the strings at the Fed now, Fed vice president now. 3 years ago, he was the president of the Bank of Israel. Yeah. Also, former, obviously, World Bank official. I'm sure. I apologize. I bet this has already been covered, but it's just reconnecting all these dots for folks is very important. And the Vatican money connection, it's all there. And when did the Bank for International Settlements start? It started 1930 with the Dawes Act, and that was to pay reparations. So that was also to build up the war machines of Germany, Italy, the United States, Great Britain, France, etc. To build the Maginot Line in Alsace-Lorraine, that cost some money. A lot of money was made there, even though it wasn't very effective. But that's what all these wars are about, money transfers. And the Bank for International Settlements is still, you know, financing all sides, because we know that the Bank for International Settlements met in Basel, Switzerland, where it's still headquartered throughout.
Now,
hey,
you text Mars. I got his copy of the protocols. Same. Yeah. He said basically the 1897 meeting of the World Zionist Congress in that very same city is where the protocols came from. Are you of that opinion?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right. Yeah, that's Basel, Switzerland. They've done some really interesting things there. And ironically enough, I through doing genealogical research, I found out that some of my ancestors came to this country from Basel, Switzerland. And I mean, that was a long time ago. That was when a lot of the Southern Germans were migrating into the you know, Southern Pennsylvania area, and also to the Appalachian Mountains and Shenandoah Valley. So Basel is a really interesting place. That's where Carl Jung also went to was educated in college in Basel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I know you were tracking. Let's kind of segue into this. And we got a break coming up. You're one of the guys that actually covered the Mormon connection with the Bundy Ranch and the Malheur thing. And now we see the acquittals. And now they've transferred these guys down to Nevada, supposedly, to face some sort of charges, the Bundys. What's your initial thoughts on these acquittals up there in Oregon?
Oh, very shocking. I'm, of course, being as sarcastic as I can be, because these guys are absolute 100% feds. They're props. They're puppets for these guys. Amon Bundy got a $500,000 loan from the federal government, and that's how they pay these folks. I mean, if you get really into the nitty-gritty of how these operations work, like Occupy, I mean, oh man, I might write an entire book on the Occupy movement and the controlled element of that. But you know, who's going to be going against the federal government when they're getting a $500,000 line of credit? That's what I really want to know. And Amon Bundy, everyone knows that Amon Bundy got paid a $500,000 from the federal government at least once. So we all knew that the operation was stunk to high heaven from the very beginning, because it's based on nonsense. It's based on a bunch of yahoos, a bunch of what seemed to be like jail operator, you know, jail, you know, career criminals, just the low lives of the earth, telling everybody to take over a rest stop in the middle of nowhere in the winter. I mean, it just seems so absurd from the very beginning. Then the involvement of Pete Santilli. I mean, that was another, you know, flashing red light that said staged honeypot. I mean, I guess my reaction is, how could somebody not see this? That's kind of where my mind goes for this, because picking these guys out, it's like kids play to me, because I've been around it so long. You see when somebody's a complete phony. And then
when we come back, let's talk about some of the crap that you've had to deal with in your area, like harassment and all the rest of it.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, see you guys on the other side of the break.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Incendiary Radio with Chris Dorsey from over on Renegade Richmond Peace, P-E-A-C-E YouTube channel. Before we get into some of your personal stuff, because we got this is a short segment and we'll have another long segment after the top of the hour, but I've noticed when these acquittals happen, then basically your black militants on Twitter explode in just lockstep fashion. That, see, these white guys are getting treated with kid gloves because the country, the whole thing's racist, you see. And, you know, it's just, they were calling them y'all Qaeda, WISIS.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get prosecuted and convicted if you're working for the FBI and DHS and making a movie. Through use of various different mainstream and so-called alternative media sites. So again, these controlled opposition, so-called new Black Panther Party. Wait, I mean, one thing I heard you talking earlier about the SDS, and it's so funny how they recycle the names of these already infiltrated FBI front groups, and they go like, oh yeah, we know the original was an FBI front and we're gonna just call ourselves the same FBI front. So the new Black Panther Party, just like the old Black Panther Party. Malik Shabazz, I've confronted him face to face on him being a federal agent, and whenever he shows up, some very strange things happen. And of course, he's the founder of the new Black Panther Party, and also allegedly a Bar Association lawyer.
Black Lawyers for Justice, yeah.
Well, I saw him when we were kind of monitoring the Petersburg Police Department, and this guy had his fancy, gigantic white Mercedes-Benz double parked in the chief of police's spot while he was holding a press conference right on the steps of the Petersburg Police Department. So
hey, you remember this?
This guy's a fed.
You remember this, Chris? He got to when the Ferguson thing was going on up the road here, he got to sit there and confront Governor Jay Nixon on worldwide TV. It really made, you know, it was really bad press for Governor Nixon. Basically, this Ferguson thing pretty much probably destroyed his political future. I just found that fascinating that Malik Shabazz, this agitator, this guy that calls for, you know, white genocide openly, he gets to sit there and, you know, rail on the governor of the state of Missouri, you know, 10 feet away from him.
I'll tell you. One thing that's very interesting about that is that's some pull right there to get on that closed set, to be the one to ask him that question, because somebody was going to ask him, and it's pretty high up when you do that. And I'll tell you another interesting thing is that Malik Shabazz was connected to the Virginia cop block leaders here in Richmond. And a lot of the libertarians started turning and started blaming the police for being racially biased instead of just for being complete lunatics.
Oh, let's pick that up on the other side, because I've always had a weird kind of feel about some of these cop block types.
Oh, yeah.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.